92.3 Informative, Local, Dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. It is Monday morning, and it is a special day, Memorial Day. But Mondays are always special because Malcolm is here. Well, Malcolm Ballinger with Ballinger Publishing.
Well, thank you. Good to be here. The weather is a little humid, but beautiful.
It's gorgeous. Yes. 80 degrees, a little sunshine, a few clouds. It's going to be the perfect beach day. I suspect the traffic's probably already backing up if it hasn't already.
Yes. Well, before we digress too far, we should just say that this is, after all, Memorial Day.
It is Memorial Day.
And so we remember the fallen military, fallen soldiers, fallen branches of the military. And I personally... did not lose a family member on active service, but I know many people that did, and it's an important day for them, and so we must remember that.
You know, it's interesting, when I have my family's many have served in the military. My father served in World War II. My brother served in Vietnam. He was a helicopter pilot, 1968 to 69, which was a terrible time to be there. And but an interesting story, you know, we forget some of the sacrifices that people make, and my mother, who's now passed, one of her stories, and I didn't find out till I was older. Apparently, when she was young, she married her high school sweetheart right out of right as they were coming out of school, right before as the war started. So he enlisted, and he was actually a pilot, and they got married on Valentine's Day, and she got notice. I believe it was in April or May that he'd been shot down.
Oh.
And so I never knew that. His name was Joseph Dowling. And so she lost someone. And so Memorial Day was always a very sad day for her. And I always remember, because I always wondered, why is this day? And then she eventually told me the story and showed me pictures and that kind of thing. But so many people have made that sacrifice. And so it's kind of hard because it's the holiday and everybody's off and there's lots of picnics and barbecues and we get lost in that. But, you know, today is a very... very important day. So I wanted to read something Bruce sent to me. It's from the Barrancas Cemetery. They are doing a ceremony out there, Gulf Coast Veterans. And I like this, Malcolm. Let me know what you think. But it says, "This is the day to honor those who have gone before, who live in our memories, though we see them no more. A day of recognition for sacrifices made with gratitude and love for them that will never fade. We trust that they've passed on to a better place with no more pain or suffering, surrounded by God's grace, where there is never war, where fear and hatred cease, and there is only light and love and God's eternal peace." And that's written by Connie Arnold.
That is beautiful.
I think that's beautiful. It really sort of sets the tone for the day. So we want to, as much as Malcolm and I love to laugh and chat, we also want to recognize that this is a very special day, especially in our area, because we do have so many people who are currently serving in the military, have served, and made many sacrifices.
I think I've told the story before, but my dad ran off and enlisted in 1939 in England, of course.
Right,
when
of
the
course,
war started.
Yeah.
But he wasn't old enough, so he took a little soot and smudged the last number on his birth certificate.
Yeah, people and do that a lot because they wanted so badly to serve, they would lie about their age.
Yes, exactly. And, of course, I suppose in those days, they needed soldiers so badly, they probably...
ignore it. Well, and there was no way to check. They didn't have computers.
Yeah.
You could.
They probably knew, but figured, we need a body.
We need you. Mm-hmm.
And he had not been in very long when he was diagnosed with tuberculosis of the spine.
Oh, my goodness.
And spent most of the war on his back.
Oh, no.
With the problem.
Gosh.
Which is where I met my mom, by the way.
Really? Hmm. How was that?
She was a nurse at,
kidding.
In the hospital, yeah.
Wow. I never knew that.
Yeah. So, and my granddad served in the British Army in Ireland during the First World War. You know, the troubles, the...
Sure.
It's a long history,
yes.
But there was a lot going on.
A
in
lot
Ireland.
Of books written.
Yes.
And I certainly know that history from the other side.
Yes.
That's
and
my Irish history.
I almost served in the military when I was, I think I was 15 at the time.
Really?
They ended conscription in England, national service.
Mm-hmm.
In those days, prior to that, everybody that I think when you reached 19, you had to serve 2 years.
Well, we had that in the draft during World War. During the Vietnam War and Korean War.
Well, this
War,
was in peacetime, and it had continued. And, you know, it was a pretty horrible time for those that had to do it because, you know, the regular military people, they'd kind of tee off on these young kids. You know,
sure.
The perception in those days was that everybody needed to be knocked into shape. You know, they're you
tough
know, these
love.
Kids today, you know, they're
tough
not
love.
Like we were,
mm-hmm.
kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And so, guys, young men dreaded having to go in because, I mean, they really put you through the mill.
No doubt.
But anyway, I avoided it. And I probably, as I look back now, that's probably not a good thing. I think.
Do you regret it at all?
I think a couple of years in the military would have helped a great deal because I was a little, I don't know that I was wild, but I lacked
Shocker.
A little discipline. I was one of 10 kids, and so you pretty
oh
much,
my gosh.
You know, mom and dad didn't have too much time to discipline. You just sort of trusted
10.
That you did the right thing.
Where were you in the 10?
At number 2.
Wow.
Yeah.
So were you babysitting your little brothers and sisters?
Yes.
A lot?
Oh yeah, I had to.
Gosh.
I had to do all that.
I can't even imagine.
But fun times, I look back. Great times.
Yeah. Wow.
We had nothing. We were very poor. But somehow we didn't seem to know that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how else to describe it. But, you know, everybody in the street was in the same situation.
Right.
Some had a little bit more. You mm-hmm. know, families with less than 10 kids had a little bit more.
Right.
But we did not, again, we didn't realize we were poor.
Right. Well, it isn't always determined by how much money you have.
Hmm. Oh,
correct.
That's very philosophical.
Well, I really believe that. I really, truly believe. I've been a little, you know, I've been thoughtful today, put it that way. But yeah, because you could be rich in money and poor in spirit.
Oh.
And I think a lot of times you create your own happiness. So.
Is this because the boss is listening?
Yes. No, but he knows I love him anyway. So. We were joking earlier about how Malcolm and we were like, oh, probably no one's listening today, so we could just say whatever you want. And then we got a text from our boss. Dave Hoxing. He goes, wait a minute.
Yeah, get back in line.
Straighten up, you two. So it's a family here. What can I say?
Yes.
So,
Anyway, that's that was my near experience with the military,
mm-hmm.
and again, I think a lot could be said for having national service or conscription or draft again. I think it would bring home to people that our freedoms is a very tenuous thing.
I think the role of discipline and giving back and being selfless and understanding the true meaning of service, I think all of those things are valuable and actually, in my humble opinion, lacking a little bit in our society today.
I think most would agree with that, yes.
All right. So on that note,
that's
if you have some thoughts,
feel
free to contact us at 850-437-1620. Enjoying an interesting conversation today as we talk about Memorial Day and really what it all means to us and to maybe to you and your family. Feel free to text it in. And if you're doing something fun or you know something that's going on in town today, let us know. We were looking up to see what events are going on, but it's kind of a quiet day event-wise other than the memorial ceremony. So anyway, text us in, 850-437-1620. You're listening to Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, and dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. My expert in the house today is Malcolm Ballinger with Ballinger Publishing, and certainly he is an expert on the many publications that he has, Downtown Crowd, Pensacola Magazine, Business Climate, and so many more. And today we're kind of just diverting a little bit, talking about just various things that are on our minds today for Memorial Day. I hope that you have plans perhaps to be with your family today, that you've got something fun to do. I have a good friend who every year on Memorial Day, she visits her mother and father who are both buried at Barrancas, and so she places flowers there. I know over the weekend, the junior IRTC up in Milton, they were putting American flags at all the different veterans' grave sites. There are many groups that do that out at Barrancas as well. So I think we do a wonderful job here in this community of honoring our veterans. And I know yesterday they had a big ceremony down at the Veterans Wall down in Memorial Park I believe the symphony was there and they had prayers and that kind of thing. And then in the past, I've participated in the reading of the names of the Vietnam veterans who have died that are listed, the 59,000 plus that were there. I've done that every year. So I unfortunately was not able to do that this year. But that's just something, that particular war had an effect on me personally because my brother was there. And because I lived in a generation where young men were dying around me, and we knew them. And so it was a strange war because it didn't touch everybody in a strange way. It was, I guess, one of the first quote-unquote TV wars in a way.
Yes.
And so it holds a special, those veterans hold a very special place in my heart. So that's why I always, when I can, I like to do that, just take those few minutes and recognize those names.
Yes, it must be hard to be sent over to fight in a foreign country that is so far removed from your country.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't seem to make sense, the war that you were fighting.
Mm-hmm.
How did it affect my homeland? How did it affect me?
Right.
And many, many young men died, some would say needlessly.
I think that it's one of those things that people, you know, there's obviously still controversy around it, but I think the tragedy of it all was the fact that I will speak just in terms of my own experience with my brother. When he came back, they flew into California, and his battalion, his helicopter unit, had some serious tragedy. They had some serious fighting, and they lost a lot of guys. And when they got back, when they arrived at the airport, there were protesters there, and they threw a bottle at them, and his friend got hit in the head with the bottle and had to have over 100 stitches.
Mm-hmm.
And he had made it safely through the war and came home to that. So I think that was just devastating. It was just a devastating and confusing time for our country.
It was a tragic period in history, but I think we can say that we learned a lot of very good lessons.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully mistakes that we won't repeat again.
I hope not.
Although, unfortunately, history does repeat itself. Hopefully not in this instance.
Yes. So to all the Vietnam veterans out there, thank you for your service. And
yes.
I feel
very
and
brave.
I feel and I hope that they're getting their long-deserved recognition now that they've always deserved. And, of course, that doesn't negate all of our veterans, World War II, Korean War. So many have served Desert Storm. I mean, there's just so many people in this community that have served our country, and we're just grateful for that. And that's what today is about, because some of them made that ultimate sacrifice.
It's not about picnics. It's not about going to the beach. It's about remembering the fallen heroes.
I believe that.
But not only fallen heroes, heroes that fought and survived.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So it's a special day, and especially here in Pensacola. So we just wanted to go on record as recognizing that, that this is an important day for our veterans and for everyone. So we will also look up, if you know of something that's being celebrated today. I know that there are some ceremonies around town. I think a lot of them were held yesterday. But if you happen to know of one, like to let us know, we'd be happy to pass that along. 850-437-1620. If you've got plans today, feel free to text in. We'd love to hear from you. Already heard from Nancy this morning. So thank you, Nancy. She said, tell us what all the events are today. And we were looking up, and there aren't as many as you would think today. So we will keep on track.
But I have one for later in the week.
Oh, good. Okay. What you got?
The Fiesta Parade.
Yes, that's right. It's all kicking off this weekend, yeah?
Yes, on Friday evening.
With the parade.
The parade, yes.
I think I have some info on that, as a matter of fact, now that you mention that. Coming up. Calendar.
I was thinking that I would certainly attend that, because it's always a lot of fun. Catch a few beads.
Yes, that sounds like fun.
And maybe Cat Country AM 1620, 92.3.
I
should add that.
Think we might be
the
out
boss
there.
Is listening.
I do believe it. Well, the parade is going to be downtown Pensacola Friday night, 7 o'clock.
Yeah.
There's also a Fiesta Day celebration going on at Seville Quarter on Wednesday night. That's a $50 per person event, so you have to get tickets for that. Looks like Thursday, the following week, June 5th, is the Fiesta All Crews Ball. That should be a lot of fun. That'll be at Vinyl Music Hall. That's also $50 a person. So that's just a couple of things coming up this month. I can't believe we're ending up May. We already have to get into the June events. Father's Day's coming up in June.
Yes.
In fact, I was seeing things. I went shopping this weekend to take advantage of the sales, and I was seeing Father's Day things. I'm like, already? Oh, my gosh. Father's Day sales already up and about. So we've got Fiesta to look forward to this weekend.
Yes, I shall be there Friday evening catching beads.
Yes.
And having a good time.
That sounds like fun to me.
Yes.
Look at him. He's so funny. Oh, my goodness. All right. You are listening to Pensacola's Expert Panel with Meg. Malcolm Ballinger is
Meg,
here.
Meg had this blank look on her face looking to me to say something. So I thought for a moment, I won't say anything, see what happens.
He's testing me.
I'm a little
morning.
Playful on Memorial Day.
Yeah, apparently. Thanks a lot, Malcolm. All right, we will be back. I hope that you're enjoying this banter that's going on this morning. And if you want to join in, please text us. We could use your help. Thank you for listening. We'll be back in just a few minutes. We're going to take a quick break here on Pep Talk, Pensacola's Expert Panel. We'll be back in just a minute. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk with Malcolm Ballinger. Ballinger Publishing is with us this morning. And we've been talking a bit about Memorial Day and a few of the events that are going on in our area. Not a whole lot happening this day. We had a beautiful ceremony yesterday at Veterans Park. Saturday was the celebration of the Sanger,
yes.
100th anniversary. And I didn't get a chance to go, but I did see some photographs of the old movies that they showed. They showed the Phantom of the Opera with Lon Chaney, and I saw some pictures. That is the coolest thing. It was black and white, and you could tell that it was that kind of digital, not digital, but kind of that film look to it, where you almost can see it flipping on the on the turnstile in a way. It was really cool to see that.
I was sorry to miss that event because I believe they played the organ.
Yes, I know. That's what I would love to have heard.
Yes, that. I've heard it played. It is a magnificent instrument. If you love organ music, if you love music,
right.
it is just so incredibly, it's dynamic, all of the...
Well, it fills the whole room.
Yes.
So when you're in the Sanger, too, it's kind of, it's goosebumpy. You know, you feel it in your body because it just reverberates so much.
Yes.
Which is very cool.
Yeah.
Do you play the organ?
No, I am not. Unfortunately, I never took music lessons. I know very little about music. I wish I had. My aunt always used to say to me, Malcolm, you must take piano lessons.
Yes.
Because I think you'd be a great pianist. I don't know what made her think that, but I never did. And it's one of the things I do regret. I should have. Because, as you know, I love music, particularly opera and classical music. It's just kind of my...
Oh, I love music.
It takes me to places from the world's weary ways.
I have a very dear friends, Thomas and Kelly Koch, who run Minds on Music in Gulf Breeze. And so they teach music and they teach piano and they're amazing and they do recitals and they do so many different things. So she said to me at one point, well, you should come take piano. I said, I'm X years old. That's a little late, don't you think? She goes, no, you can learn. So I got a little portable piano and for about a year took lessons from them. And I did the Christmas recital that we did in public. I was the only adult there. Everybody else was under 10. And I was so nervous.
Late
and I
developer.
Got up and I played, I think, the Peanuts Christmas Time Is Here song, you know? And I got like a standing ovation.
Perseverance, no doubt.
Well, we did it at a nursing, like an elder assisted living facility for Christmas. And so they were all I was very relatable for all those folks, I guess. Mm. And, but the kids were great too, because the kids, I said to one of the little kids, I was like 7 or 8, I said, boy, I said, I'm so nervous. And she was like, it's okay, don't be nervous. You've practiced and you're going to do just fine. And I thought, here's a 7-year-old telling me as an adult to be calm. Oh my goodness, but that was so special.
And it's kind of cute when you screw up.
Well, you know
it's
what?
It's
never
human.
Too late to start something you've always wanted to do. I thoroughly enjoyed every minute of it. All right, on that note, we'll be back. We're going to take a break for the news, find out what's happening in the world on this Memorial Day, and we'll be back with News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable, with Pep Talk. Good morning. This is Pep Talk on Memorial Day with Malcolm Ballinger and Ballinger Publishing and Meg. Malcolm has decided to stick around and keep me company this morning. In the meantime, it's just a little bit after 10 o'clock, and there are some ceremonies going on starting right now, so I wanted to get those out to you in case that you would like to participate. But in Navarre, the Navarre American Legion, Post 382, will be hosting a Memorial Day ceremony today at 11 o'clock at Navarre Park, and I'll go over all of the speakers shortly on that. Of course, the Barrancas event they already had their service at 9 o'clock this morning, but I understand that they will be out there all day. People will be, of course, there with the flags on the various grave sites and things like that. So it's always an opportunity to have a quiet moment there. But the one starting at 10 o'clock, the Milton, in Milton, the Veterans Memorial Plaza's annual ceremony will be today at 10, so it probably is just getting started, at 5191 Willing Street in Milton. It's in remembrance of the brave men and women who gave their lives while serving our country. The Veterans Memorial Foundation member Daniel Powers will open the ceremony. They're going to have the colors, the national anthem with the Milton High School Choir. They'll retire the colors with the Milton High School JROTC Color Guard. An invocation with Chaplain Victoria Smith from NAS Whiting Field, a proclamation from the City of Milton, Mayor Heather Lindsay, and Santa Rosa County District to Commissioner Carrie Smith. Their guest speaker will be Colonel Andrew Kellner, Deputy Commodore Training Air Wing 5 at NAS Whiting Field, a wreath presentation by veteran organization, and taps by the Milton High School Band. So that sounds like a very, very special event. Also starting at 10 this morning in Fort Walton Beach, Memorial Day ceremony at the Beale Memorial Ceremony at Beale Memorial Veterans Tribute Tower. That's also just started. And again, the tradition of remembering our veterans who have passed since last Memorial Day continues. The guest speaker for their ceremony will be Brigadier General Mark A. Massaro, who will be joined by representatives from the 7th Special Forces Group and Air Force Special Operations Command and local and civic leaders. So guests are encouraged to participate by placing floral bouquets in the community wreath during the remembrance of our veterans. If there's bad weather, but it looks like the weather's going to be just fine. So those are two things going on right now, the one in Navarre, the ceremony in Navarre, and in Milton and Fort Walton Beach. And then the Navarre ceremony will be starting at 11 o'clock. So there are some things to do if you'd like to participate in the observances of this Memorial Day. We just wanted to get that out there real quick, especially since we had a couple things starting right at 10 o'clock. So Malcolm Ballinger is here with us this morning on Pep Talk. He's staying with me to keep me company because I think everybody's taking the day off today, which is fine. But we are here and we are getting ready. There's a couple things going on also this weekend, right? You've got a couple things that are in downtown crowd.
Well, yes. I was going to speak about the Sounds of Summer.
Yes, that's 18. Coming up. And tomorrow night we have Bands on the Beach.
Correct.
Okay, talk about Sounds of Summer.
And Bent on the Beach, that would be the 27th, is Pistol, Pearl, and the Wester Band. Pistol, Pearl.
Okay. Pistol, Pearl. I'll have to look them up and see what they're all about while you're looking that up.
Not familiar with that group. But
okay. And if you have anything going on that you'd like to share with us or what to tell us about your plans today for Memorial Day and what you're doing, if you have a special family observance or perhaps you're doing something fun, let us know at 850-437-1620. We would love to hear from you. You can text in your thoughts on this Memorial Day.
Also, on the 30th, which is Friday evening, is at Ben's on the Blackwater.
Oh, that's always fun, too.
Free-range iguanas.
Is that the band, or is that going to be happening in the audience?
Maybe both. I wonder who thinks up these names. The problem with all these exotic names is it doesn't say exactly what they do.
You don't get a sense of what their music is.
Yeah, if it was like the the Cowboys Country Music Band or something like that.
Yes,
there you
go.
Tells you what they are.
Yeah, there you go. I mean, you can kind of tell every once in a while. But that is pretty funny.
And Thursday evening at St. Christopher's.
They have a nice outdoor concert there.
And it's called The Blenders.
Okay. Yeah. Could that be that would be a good name for a cover band, right?
Yes. That same thought occurred to me.
Okay. So maybe
after
we're on the right
thought
track.
That maybe they blend drinks.
All right, let's see here. I'm looking to see if I can find out some information. Pearl is bringing the glitter, Rafe is bringing the grit. And together with their band, they pack a fun, fresh, and explosive style of country music.
Oh.
Okay, so that's the band that's going to be at Bands on the Beach. That's over at Casino Beach at the Gulfside Pavilion on Pensacola Beach tomorrow night, and that will be at 7 o'clock.
I misread it. It says the Western Band.
Oh, see? There you go.
I didn't quite see the N on the end.
So we got to get you trained for radio, yeah. Malcolm. But Bands on the Beach is a really wonderful thing. It's free. You just bring a chair, bring a cooler. You can sit out there, watch the sunset. And this goes on every Tuesday night for the rest of the summer, all the way into the fall. And you can find out on their Facebook page exactly who's playing. You can also go to visit Pensacola.com to find out the events that are happening. Pensacola Beach Chamber of Commerce also lists the events happening out on the beach. And they got the new trolleys up and running this weekend.
Yes.
Brand new trolleys. I heard they're very, very nice. So everybody was pretty excited about that. And just so you know, it looks like we're going to have a beautiful day on the beach. They're saying the yellow flags are flying, which means it's light to moderate in terms of riptides. But always be careful out on the beach because you just never know. If you don't really swim well, then you may want to go ahead and get on the bayside or on the where it's what they call affectionately Baby Beach, where there's no waves and it's just you can wade out there and get wet and cool off without having any risk at all. Whereas if you get out on those waves and stuff, every once in a while have a riptide come through. So you just have to be careful. Don't go out too deep. Be smart. And always, always, if you're not a good swimmer, or even if you are, swim near the lifeguards. Swim near the lifeguard stand.
Mm.
Be safe this Memorial Day.
Yes. I don't mind going in up to my ankles. But beyond that, no.
That's probably safe.
Yes.
If you stay around ankle high, you're probably going to be just fine.
Yes.
I was much braver when I was younger. I was a little oblivious to the things that were out there that could hurt me. Now as I've gotten older, I've gotten squeamish. So I tend to not go out as far as I used to. But it is beautiful. The water's crystal clear. And it's kind of it's a wonderful, wonderful time. And I have to say, there's a group called the Friday Flotilla. They go out every Friday morning. And they float on floats to start their Friday, first thing in the morning around, I think, 7 or 8 a.m. And they are having a special flotilla today. So if you see a bunch of folks out there in their various assorted rafts and inner tubes and floating around, it's the official Friday flotilla group celebrating on Monday. So just a shout out to the girls and the guys out there this morning.
Just don't float too far out.
That's right. Pay attention to where you're floating. So. So we have the Sounds of Summer. So we have Blackwater Friday night. We've got the Bands on the Beach tomorrow night. Any other events coming up in that category?
The Bands on the Bayou, the next one is July 25th. There's only three concerts, and it's Bay King's Band. That is pretty self-explanatory. And then October 30th is Cowboy Park.
You mean May 30th? Did you say October 30th?
July 25th and then October 3rd.
There's only three. Oh, I see
what
you're saying. I was like, wait, what?
Well,
oh, okay.
Never too early to make plans.
I gotcha. Put it on your calendar now.
Yes.
And I also want to give a shout out to my friend Jim Robert, was in a car show this weekend, and he's been in it many, many years over the decades. And Jim, who is the owner of Plastic Engraving, and many people in the Pensacola area know Jim Robert. Guess what? He won Best in Show for the show this weekend. So congratulations and a shout out to you, Jim, this morning, because that's a pretty big honor to win Best in Show.
It's always a good time to wander downtown.
Yes.
After all, we are supposed to talk about downtown and Ballinger Publishing. So.
You're with Downtown Crowd.
Downtown Crowd.
And you are referencing, by the way, the Downtown Crowd, which comes out monthly.
Correct.
And so it has everything that's happening in May in the listings.
But it's always a good thing to wander up and down Palafox Street. Lots of great restaurants. And then just maybe not even make plans. Just see one and go eat.
Have your own little gallery night.
Yeah.
Just kind of wander, stop here, have a little coffee here, go over here, and you can wander in, and because Bodacious Brew is there, you can have a coffee, then wander down, and there's lots of bars, lots of restaurants, so many things to do.
Yes.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. If you're doing something special today, let us know or text in your thoughts about Memorial Day. We'd love to hear from you at 850-437-1620. You're listening to Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. We'll be back in just a few minutes after the break. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. This is Pep Talk on Memorial Day with Ballinger Publishing as our expert in the house, Malcolm Ballinger. I'm glad you're here hanging out with me this morning. I really appreciate you keeping me company on this Memorial Day. Have you got some nice plans for today?
Yes, actually, we are going to drive a little west to Gulf Shores, Orange Beach, Foley, I think.
Nice.
So rarely go over there.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll probably stop and have a late lunch.
Lovely.
I'm not too familiar with restaurants over there, so if anybody knows a really...
Oh, there you go. Someone could text that into us.
Good fresh fish overlooking...
The water?
The water, yeah.
Okay, 850-437-1620. If you want to let us know what you're doing for this Memorial Day, we'd love to hear from you. Mine is a toss-up. Now that, not that you asked.
Well, I was going to ask after I said
kidding,
that
we'll
also do some shopping probably at the Foley Mall. And by the way, what are you doing today, Meg?
Nothing. The plan is very, it's a toss-up between shopping, sitting by the pool, and or cleaning the house. Which one do you think is going to win?
Let me think now. Cleaning the house?
No.
Oh.
Sitting by the pool, I think, is going to win out. I have a feeling. So it's nice to have the rest. I'll have the rest of the day off, which will be very nice. So,
yes, I'm looking forward to going over there. I rarely go over there. And it'd be interesting just to explore a little bit and do something a little different.
Isn't it funny? Because I don't get west very often, but when you drive through Perdido Key and that whole area, it's just beautiful.
Yes.
The drive is beautiful.
Yes.
So many pretty, the water's crystal clear, so many beautiful homes.
We often go to the Sunset Grill on a Saturday evening, watch the sunset.
Nice.
It's beautiful.
Where is that?
That is on Perdido Key. As you go over the bridge into Perdido Key, you sort of take a left and double back and go under the bridge and down.
Okay. I guess it's
the backside of Lost Key.
Okay.
I don't know how else to describe it, but it's right on the, obviously on the water. And you look over, there's a little island, and then in the distance is the, obviously the sunset, but... The intricate coastal waterway comes down, and all kinds of boats, sailboats, motorboats, and barges, by the way, come down there. I think they transport natural gas to the power plant down there, and it's just nice, relaxing time.
That sounds great.
Some beautiful sunsets.
All right, so here's one of our listeners. I just laughed when I got this one because it says either Lambert's, where they do the throwed rolls,
yes.
They throw bread at you, or you can go fancy there over to the golf course. I guess they have a restaurant at the golf course.
Oh, yeah, that would be.
Yeah, that'd be nice, wouldn't it?
Yes, I played that golf course.
Yeah?
I only lost about 24 golf balls. It's one of those golf courses you don't venture
like
off the
Beach.
Fairway. Yeah, you don't venture off the fairway, though.
The Pebble Beach of the Northwest Florida. Thank you for sending that in. That's a great idea. I haven't been to Lambert's in a while, and that's such a fun place, especially to take the kids. They get such a kick out of it.
Yeah, I'd forgotten all about that. Thank you, yes.
That's a great idea. Okay, so we're just talking about things to do on this Memorial Day, if you have some ideas for us. So far, I'm kind of probably the lame one. I have probably sitting by the pool will be my exciting day today, but you might be doing something fun. I know a lot of folks are taking their boats out if they aren't on the water already.
Mm.
So it's a gorgeous day for that. 850-437-1620, so be sure and text in your ideas.
Above all,
yes, sir.
If you go out on the boat in particular, but... out onto the beach, whatever, wear sunscreen.
Yes. I saw last night in the news it's up in the, I guess the index is above 11, which means you can burn, I think, in about 3 to 5 minutes.
Mm.
That's so changed from back when I was younger in the last. I mean, it's really kind of sad.
Having had several skin cancers removed, I can assure you it is not a pleasant thing. And so... And it happens, even though you don't necessarily get burned, those things can develop.
It's the UV rays.
Yes,
right?
Yes, exactly.
So you don't know. But yeah, I've been having it as you get older too. So definitely don't stay out in the sun. Like when I say sitting by the pool, I'm under an umbrella. I just don't get tan anymore. And I used to be. Oh, my gosh. I'm going to really date myself. The iodine, baby oil and iodine on the roof tanning.
Oh.
Yes. Back in the kitchen to get that great tan We would lay out in, for hours with baby oil and iodine.
And silver foil
under
your chin.
Yes, to get your face. Oh, yes, all that. Dear. All that. And sun-in in your hair. Yeah. You probably don't remember sun-in, but you used to spray. There was a thing called sun-in. I don't even know if it still exists. All the women now are laughing, I hope. Where you spray it on your hair, and it was supposed to give, turn your hair blonde. But the truth was, it kind of turned your hair yellow. It would lighten it. I don't know if it bleached. I don't know what was in it, but everybody would be spraying that sun in and try to get that
like
that California look.
Yeah,
it's like a California look. And unfortunately, I'm not sure how effective it was. Yes. All right, we're going to take a quick break here. If you have any thoughts about Memorial Day today, serious or otherwise, we'd love to hear from you at 855-437-1620. Welcome back to Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. On this Memorial Day, our guest is Malcolm Ballinger with Ballinger Publishing. We've talked a little bit about everything this morning, from the meaning of Memorial Day to things that we've done in the past. And I was just thinking, as we were talking about sun and baby oil, the other thing I asked Malcolm, I said, did you ever put zinc oxide on your nose? He's looking at me like, what?
Yeah.
I don't see that anymore. The lifeguards, used to see lifeguards all the time, had their faces, they would have that big white
stuff
on
there. Is
that
to protect against
yes,
the sun?
Yes, yeah. No. I used to always have, get if nothing else burned, my nose would burn right on the tip, and I'd get that big, like it looked like a big giant red spot with peeling skin all summer long, and then I'd put the zinc oxide on to protect it.
Mm.
But I don't see it anymore.
But I do have a more serious thought.
You do, okay.
Yes, on Memorial Day, where many people go shopping, remember to, wherever possible, to shop local.
Yes, I'm 1,000% with you on that.
You can't do it all the time, but wherever possible, look, support local restaurants, support local businesses, and you'll be doing a great service to the community.
Well, and I've
keeps
also
the money circulating around
I've also
our community.
Noticed that a lot of our stores locally now have clothing bins, shoes bins, where you can donate.
Mm-hmm.
So always be thinking, don't just throw things out. Also, all of our local animal shelters can use old beach towels and towels and things like that. So be, you know, be creative and instead of throwing it in the trash.
Local businesses are part of, woven into the fabric of the community and do wonderful things for the community.
Like Ballinger Publishing.
Well, we try.
Yeah.
We try to give back.
Well, you, I think you do in big ways. But even your publications, it's all local. Mm. Everything that you do is about our area.
Yes.
And that's a wonderful a gift for us to have you. Really, I'm not just saying that, well, but it's true.
Can you see me blushing?
But it's true. How many communities have an organization like yours that's printing all these various magazines with events and feature stories? It's really great what you do, in addition to the other ways you support the community. I think you're on every board in town almost, personally.
I have a problem. I can't say no.
I know, but that's a good thing. That's a good thing.
Yes, I just think it's important that I've been very blessed, as I say. I came from a very poor family, and I came to this country, and people have been so great. I just feel like I have to give back. So it's not really... It's a duty. It's an obligation to give back, I think.
Well, I wish more people felt as you do, but it's because of people like you that set that example for the rest of us to be better, do better, care more. We're of the same philosophy on that one, my friend, very much so.
Yes, thank you.
And today is a day of caring, Memorial Day. We're going to say again, be aware of those around you who might be having a more somber day today and thank them for their sacrifices.
Yes, it really brings into focus that loved ones that were lost. Be aware and thoughtful. It's a sad day for many.
I know. I'm just sitting here thinking about it.
It's not just a day to get 50% off at the stores.
That's right. Yeah. Sometimes
we forget.
We lose sight of it. So thank you again to everyone who has sacrificed. Some gave all, and we are grateful for our freedom. Thank you so much. Malcolm, thank you for being here today.
Thank you for inviting me. Always a pleasure.
Always a pleasure having you on the show. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel, 850-437-1620. We'll be back in a few minutes after the break, or after the news, I should say. Stick around at News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.